Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Fool.
Okay, so we are a week on from the end of the World Cup. Yeah. And we've had our blog posts about it, but we haven't actually talked about it. All right, thoughts, summary, how good was the World Cup? Scale of 1 to 10.
20.
20? Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was ridiculously good. I'm still a bit in mourning from the loss last Monday.
I think
we get over it.
I think we can agree that the best team won.
Yeah. Germany was the better team.
Like, when...
And the better team throughout the entire tournament as well. They played very good football all the way through.
Because I think when Spain won 2008, the Euros, I thought the best team in the Euros had won. And then they were the best team in the 2010 World Cup,
won.
And they were clearly the best team in the 2012 Euros, and they won. And similarly, Germany was probably the second best team in world football in that time, even though they kept coming third.
Yeah.
But they managed to finally take off their choker tag, which only I gave them, and managed to win a World Cup after a good 24 years. Well, their first World Cup now as a united Germany.
Yes. And it was sort of fitting that it was 1-0 against Argentina.
It is. That being said, how good do you expect this German team to be in 2 years' time in France?
I think they should still be pretty good. They've still got young players coming through. Mm-hmm. I don't see any reason why they won't be just as good. We're feeling the other European teams might actually be better. Mm. They'll, like, as you say, France has got some very good young players in there. They were good, but not quite good enough, and I think they'll have a bit better backbone to them by the time, and they'll be playing at home.
Yeah, and Paul Pogba will be 2 years older and two years better.
Yeah, and the rest of them will be just as good as, be better as well. I think the Italy team, I assume that Pirlo will not be there anymore. I think
yeah.
I don't know if he's announced his retirement yet or not, but I think they will still be very good, even without him, and they'll still be a threat. Spanish team will have to do something to dig themselves out of the hole they're in.
I might be going the opposite way to you to that. I think Italy have a lot of problems. Too many old players and not enough good young players coming up. Mario Balotelli aside, you look at the strikers in the Serie A of Italian descent who can play for the national side, they're not lighting up your world, and they no longer have those strong defensive players, which is why Italy tried to be a bit more of an attacking side this time, because they didn't have those Paolo Maldini types in defense. So I think they've got a lot of issues. I don't see, and it's also reflected in club football, where the Italian, how many good teams even have good Italian players in them?
None
of the top teams have good Italian players, and Italian teams aren't playing in the business end of the European competitions anymore. Spain, on the other hand, everyone has good Spanish players. Every good team has one or two good Spanish players that are gunning for a spot in the La Roja. I think they picked too many old players. Vicente del Bosque was way too loyal to his old charges, his Casillas, your Xabi Alonso's. They should have given the new generation, who are very good, Coques, your David De Gea's, and Juan Mata, and all those players who are basically going to be at their peak in the next 2 to 4 years. So I see them and France, I agree, will be challenging Germany for that spot. Spain are still defending champions, and depending on who their coach is, because I believe Del Bosque has resigned.
Yes, he has.
He has resigned, and so depending on who they pick, they could have a very good team. We'll know more from them. England, they picked a young squad who, at the end of the day, disappointed, I think. They played pretty well against Italy and then kind of fuzzed out. We all knew they were not going to beat Uruguay if Suarez played, and that was prophetic. England, they have a bunch of good young players. I think it's time to get rid of the old guard. I think Stevie G, Frank Lampard, and even Wayne Rooney have probably got to go, and they've got to remold with a new young team.
Yeah, I'd agree, especially with Lampard and probably Gerrard. Rooney, I think, maybe has a bit of room left to stay for the Euros in France. That would be about the distance he could go, and it'd only be there as a backup striker, as your super sub.
Well, if you keep Rooney, I think you have to make him your captain. He's got to be your most experienced player in the team. Rooney is a bit 50-50. They could decide to keep him or not. Depends really how well he plays for United in the next few seasons. But otherwise, their attack is not bad. They've got Sterling, Sturridge, and the now Liverpool boys, Lallana, and they will have possibly Jay Rodriguez as well, and Danny Welbeck if he manages to keep his progress.
Yeah.
Defensively, there's a bunch of good young players coming up, but whether Roy uses them correctly, really, that's always been a problem with England. The other supposed dark horses were Belgium, and they think they did as well as we could realistically expect them to do.
Yeah, I think they did. They didn't really seem to shine at this World Cup, but they got about as far as I was expecting them to go, and how far, really, realistically, they probably would have gone.
Well, I think played, with the attacking talent at their disposal, they played very defensively, which was quite disappointing. Mark Wilmot has done an amazing job for Belgium, but I think it might be time for him to hand over the reins to a more attacking coach. We'll see. I don't think they'll be getting rid of him.
Probably not, no.
The other team from Europe that I was impressed with were Switzerland, even though they lost quite badly to France. They don't have anywhere near the talent available to Belgium, but they think they played pretty well. With the tournament being in France, they could always do pretty well, just next door. But really, I think we'll see the usual suspects. Realistically, it'll be France, your Germany's, your Italy's, and maybe Belgium in that last four.
Yeah, I mean, the Netherlands should be there as well. They still have a reasonably good team. I mean, they'll be a bit older up front. Maybe they'll start being a bit creaky.
But yeah.
I would still expect them to be there or thereabouts as well.
I think other than the attacking four, like the forward four, your Schneider, your Robin, your Van Persie, and your, oh my God, Dirk Kuyt. Those are the four older players. And of course, you had Hantelaar off the bench. Everyone else was very, very young.
Yeah.
People like your Memphis Depays and your Jan Mats, your Vlaars, your Daily Blinds, they'll continue to do well. So, yeah, I hope that Holland goes through, but I kind of see the next phase as being a bit of a rebuilding phase. They may have a tough time even qualifying for the tournament, which would be a pity for Gosselink, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, European football aside, next, Copa America next year. We've got, as usual, Copa America is an unusual tournament because all 11 CONMEBOL members automatically qualify for the tournament, and they usually get three guest teams to play.
Yeah.
And the guest teams never won, but almost since 1993, every tournament has had Mexico show up, and Mexico often do pretty well in the Copa America. Though in recent times, the CONCACAF Federation has decreed that they send an under-21 team just so that their main team plays in the Gold Cup, which I can understand. Though I kind of, I often don't see the point of CONCACAF. I think if they had just been one federation for the Western Hemisphere, I mean, a big group, give them like 10 or 12 spots and just boom, you know, give them a larger number of groups like the way the Europeans do it, you'd get a much better dynamic. But then you'd probably miss out on a lot of the teams from Central and the Caribbean. So you may not have seen like Trinidad and Tobago made it to the World Cup, or Jamaica, or your Honduras's, and Costa Rica, I think, are strong enough to compete against the South American sides now, and maybe the USA and Mexico as well.
But
I think about how much better the USA and Mexico would be if they competed regularly against the South American teams and played in the Libertadores, because that's the other thing. Some of the main problems with football in South America and the rest of the Americas is there's just so much money in the Champions League. So many of the world's best players are there that if you don't have enough players in your squad playing in the Champions League football, you don't really have a team that's good enough to compete in these big international tournaments, your World Cups and whatnot. And the Libertadores has been improved in recent times because the Mexican teams are allowed to send their, Mexico's allowed to send their teams there now. I think maybe if the Americans could do the same, it would definitely improve the tournament.
Much
more money.
Definitely
as well.
More money there.
And it would give the MLS something to strive for those teams that finish in second, third, and fourth in the playoffs, so they can at least go into the Libertadores as well.
Yeah. Something for the next season, something to go for.
Yeah. The equivalent of gunning for a European spot, because the MLS is no longer the, paper bin league that it used to be back when it started. It's good. It's big money these days, and it's got a lot of good players, but it needs something to strive for. And it's a continental level tournament that, you know, like you expect a team from the Americas, from either the USA or Mexico, to win the CONCACAF club competition every year. So they need something different to strive for. So I think that's something to consider. I mean, I don't think it'll ever happen, but
it would be, I agree, it would be a good way forward for both confederations, really.
Yeah. And
it'd only bring in more money to both of them and that more competition, and would start making their club sides a bit more appealing
to
other top players.
Like, before the World Cup, Brazil had atrocious attendances for their football league, and the rest of South America were not that doing much better. So it's another way to improve the local game. I think as long as the Champions League is as dominant as it is, money-wise, you're going to have it very difficult for local leagues and other non-European countries compete.
Yeah, definitely. The Champions League's just going to have too much money all the time. That's where the big leagues are anyway. So it's always, they're already drawing in all the good players just to be in the La Liga or the Serie A or the English Premier League, you know, or the Bundesliga. They're drawing them in anyway. And then adding the Champions League on top with all that money is just being a big black hole for dragging everybody into that.
True.
So having something that's a bit, and in the Americas, you have that money to be able to, there has to be a wider reach to get it, and just to balance things a bit better.
I agree.